This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted. All right, all right, all right. For a while, I was starting most episodes with that Matthew McConaughey, all right, all right, all right. I don't know why I stopped. Anyways, it is episode 119. I cannot believe it. Today, I'm talking all about balance because for a while, I was feeling very much out of balance with regard to, you know, taking care of myself personally, eating properly, getting exercise, also doing work stuff, and then family stuff. So something that really made me start to think about how to have a balanced life and what that even means is I listened to an episode of The Skinny Confidential, and they had a man on, his name is Tim Grover, and he is like a athletic coach, but not like he's not the one that coaches the sports. He is like a mental coach and physical as well for athletes. So he's not like the coach of the sport, but he was like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, like all these top athletes. He's the one that was guiding them mentally, but also physically as well. So in that podcast episode, he was saying how a lot of people keep adding and adding and adding to their lives, trying to find a balance, when really what people need to do is start removing things. And like a light bulb went off for me because over the past year, when I started all the mom room stuff, I feel like I've just been adding and adding and adding and trying to do everything possible. So what was happening is I was working nonstop. I would drop Milo off at school, come home, and like work, do everything all day. I was like barely, most days I wasn't getting ready. I wasn't like showering. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't taking time to do anything physically active. The odd day I would go for a walk, but that was about it. And then Milo, I would go pick him up from school. We'd come home, have dinner, like hang out with Milo for a couple hours. Then it was bath time, bedtime. And I was so exhausted that I wouldn't even spend the evenings being physically active. I wouldn't spend the evenings, you know, hanging out with my husband in a quality way. We were both just kind of sitting next to each other doing our own thing. Usually I'm like on my phone, creating posts, writing captions, like, you know, doing work stuff basically. And my husband would be watching sports or looking at Twitter or something, whatever he does on his phone. So I started to get annoyed because even though certain things were a priority for me, like physical health, being active, eating properly throughout the day, little things like taking vitamins, like all these things were just being completely ignored. And I was focused on one thing and one thing only, and that was doing work stuff. And I just kept adding and adding and adding to work stuff. So I was like, this makes no sense. Like, this is not how I want my days to go. So I don't know how I fell into this kind of routine. And if you think about your day as balancing things that are of priority to you, mine was like flipped upside down because the work part of it was the only thing that had a ton of weight on it. Everything else was just being ignored. And it makes me think about how people say, like, especially when it comes to women nowadays, because so many women are still like the primary childcare people, but they're also having full careers themselves. It's like, you can have it all or you can do it all. And I don't think that's true. And I think we can do many things and we can be really good at them, but we can't do everything like we can't give everything 100% every single day. So I hate that saying because I feel like it sets up these expectations like we should be able to actually like absolutely crush every single area of life every single day. And that's just not the case. And I remember listening to Lauren Bostic on, I think it was an episode of the Papaya podcast. And she was saying like something along the lines of, you can go to bed feeling really good about what you did that day for work or really good about how that day went with regard to being a mom, but it's never both at the same time. And I think that is probably a fairly common feeling. Like, I know for me, some days are very work heavy, whereas other days are less work heavy. So I like do laundry, I organize Milo's stuff, I get dinner ready, I'm doing more of what you would consider like family or house kind of tasks throughout the day as opposed to just doing work stuff. And then other days is like so filled with work stuff, like yesterday for example, that like the house is a complete disaster. There's stuff everywhere. I haven't even thought about making dinner or what we were gonna have. There's dishes, like the sink is full with dishes. But at the end of the day, I'm like, wow, I was so productive. I got so much done today with regard to work. So I think that balance will look different for everybody. And it also differs from day to day for each person. So what was happening to me was I was adding all this work stuff to my plate. And I started to feel like I wasn't doing the things that are most important to my work. I wasn't doing them very well anymore because I was stretched over so many different things. So for me, I had to sit down and be like, what is most important with regard to work? And it is the podcast and it is creating content on social media, which for me is TikTok and Instagram. So anything that I was adding to my plate that did not contribute to getting these episodes out and creating content on TikTok and Instagram about things that I care about and that I want to talk about or things that are just entertaining, anything that didn't contribute to those things happening, I tried to cut, or I didn't try, I did. I made a list and I was like, I am no longer worrying about doing these things that are not benefiting me in any way and that are just taking up time and mental energy week in and week out. So in doing that, I cleared up time now to be able to use the Peloton every day, which, you know, is crazy because I was doing nothing of like physical activity before. I'm able to tidy up around the house usually every day, not on really heavy days where I have lots of recordings, but for the most part, I try and tidy up, like make sure the sink is clear, empty the coffee maker. If there's laundry, I will try and get that done, tidy up Milo's room, get it ready for bedtime, and being able to do those things just makes the evening run smoother. I also started, and this is not every single evening, but being more purposeful with how I'm spending my time with my husband in the evening because, and I don't know what it is about quarantine and going through the pandemic in the last year, but it has just made us on such a routine that you just go through the motions without even thinking about it. So Milo, we get home from school, we make dinner, we hang out, we go for a walk, play in the backyard, whatever we do that evening. And then it's like bath time, we lay in bed with him, watch some Blippi, we put him down, and then we come downstairs and we sit next to each other on the couch, but we're not really like engaging with each other. And then eventually I go to bed a lot earlier than he does. So I go up and we kiss goodnight. And it's just like this routine that is just the same day in and day out. So I've tried to change that up. And some evenings it's like, okay, we're not looking at our phones. We're going to watch a show together. We're going to watch a movie. We're going to do something. So we are working on that right now. And the few nights where we have done that, I've ended up staying up till like 11 o'clock at night because I don't, like, I'm not bored. I'm not sitting down here thinking like, well, I'm just going to go up and watch Housewives and go to bed. Like, I'm actually interacting with my husband and spending quality time with him. So that has been a huge difference. And it's something that is difficult to do at first because you are so stuck in your routines. But once you get out of it, you're like, wow, why don't we do this all the time? So if you find yourself in a similar situation, I highly recommend just like one evening being like, okay, let's put our phones away and let's talk or put on a documentary or, you know, something. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has four flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of the Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition-to-table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddos' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. Something else that I wanted to make time for was reading. I always feel so productive and it just like sparks my creativity. I start to think about things. I relate certain things to my own life. So whether it's a nonfiction book or even a fiction book, I love reading and I feel like I've done something important after I read. Almost like how you feel good after a workout. I feel that same feeling after I read, but I wasn't doing it at all. So now I am carving out time in my day, which has been easier since getting rid of stuff that was not benefiting me, to sit and pick up a book. I ordered a Kindle. I used it for the first time last night. I read 4 chapters of the first book that I'm reading, which is The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. That is going to be a doozy of a book, and I'm so excited to just pick up my Kindle again tonight and read some more. So for me, finding balance was really about cutting out things that weren't benefiting me in any way, that I just kind of felt like I had to do, but I really don't. And to be honest, since I cut things, and if you're wondering what I cut, I used to upload. So I cut making the promotional clips for the podcast. I had someone else making them, but it was a lot of work on my end to get it ready for her to create the video because I had to pick out all the little clips that I wanted to be showcased. So that took up a lot of time. So I cut out the promo videos. I cut out the podcast website for now. I'm just like letting it be. I cut out before I was uploading the promo videos to YouTube. So I cut that out. And you think it's not a big deal, but it is. Like every single week for it probably took up all those things, probably took up at least half a day or 3/4 of a day. So if you think about that, like 3/4 of a day during the week, now I can fill that with doing the Peloton every day and reading or, you know, some other thing that brings value to me. And that makes me feel like my day is more balanced. Something I have learned over time, and at first I really struggled with it, was saying no to people. Now I am much more comfortable saying no when people ask me to do something. Not instantly responding to emails has been a big change for me. I always had this, like, I felt like pressure on me to answer emails as quickly as possible because coming from academia, I never received so many emails before. And so I was very quick to respond to any kind of request or email that came my way. Whereas now that is almost impossible to do and it takes up so much time and mental energy. So now what I've been doing is just kind of holding off on emails, and if there's a morning where I have some free time and like a burst of energy, I will just respond to a bunch of emails at one time. And again, saying no to things, like that's been huge. Which makes me think of, I listened to, and if you haven't listened to this podcast, you really should. It's really good. It is Kristen Bell and Monica Padman, and they started a podcast where they talk to really influential women who have you know, really excelled at their careers. So they had an episode with Oprah Winfrey, and I was like, oh my God, I need to listen to this. I love Oprah so much. And something that she mentioned in the podcast was every single time you say yes to something or you agree to do something, before you say yes, you need to like sit with it and really think about why you're saying yes to that thing. So are you saying yes because you want to do it and it's going to bring value to you? Or are you saying yes for some kind of like external motivation, like you are trying to people please, or you don't want to disappoint this person, or you know what I mean? So that was huge for me. And I was like, wow, what a such a simple concept, but something that a lot of us probably don't do. Because I think when you're constantly saying yes to requests, and when people ask you to do something, you don't even think about it. You're just kind of like, oh, yes, of course, of course. You run out of time to do things for yourself. So I was researching some things about balance and, you know, what a balanced life looks like. And this was just on Google, not some like, you know, academic database, but Google is good. So these are some things that came up for what balance looks like. And I know for me, I was not doing, or I did not recognize any of these things prior to making some of the changes that I've made, and I'm still working on it. So the first one is having clear priorities. And I think what happens is, like I was saying before, you just get into this routine, and I just kept adding and adding and adding to my days, and I wasn't really thinking. Like, I never sat down and was like, okay, what actually matters and what should I be focusing my energy on? And once I actually did that and made a list, it was easy for me to start cutting other things from my day. So having clear priorities is key, because now you know where you should be allocating your time. Another huge thing that I've learned is saying no. So when something doesn't serve you, when you don't want to do something, say no. And this is similar to setting boundaries. Not everyone is going to like when you set boundaries, and that's okay. They don't have to. But it's important to learn to say no and really think about why you're saying yes before you say yes. Thank you, Oprah. Another thing was spending your time efficiently. So I love the Peloton for this reason. I can sit down for 20 or 30 minutes on the bike and I am like sweating. I have had an amazing workout. So to me, that is like a very efficient use of my time. If you do have something that you need to get done, it's important to be able to sit and focus and finish something, which I struggle with because with social media, like I feel like I'm all over the place all the time. So I am trying to be more mindful about setting aside time to finish certain things. Like, for example, right now, I did not want to sit down and record this episode, but I was like, Renee, this is something that is a priority that you need to get done. Don't wait until the last minute. Sit down and record your episode. And once I start doing it, it's fine and I love it. But once this is uploaded and ready to go, I'm going to feel so much better. And now tomorrow, I won't be distracted by thinking, oh my God, I still have to record that episode. I can move on to other priorities and get stuff done. A tip that I heard Greg McKeown, who is the author of the book that I just finished called Essentialism, one thing that he said to do every morning, which I've been trying to do, is write down three things that you want to do for yourself that day. So for me, that would be like eat a healthy lunch, do the Peloton, and maybe something that is like house related, like clean the bathroom, or like, I don't know, get laundry done, something like that. And then also write down three things that are priorities for that day for work. So what do you want to get done for work? So usually for me, that's like record an episode, put out a TikTok, like finish some kind of project that I'm working on. And by doing that, it makes it clear what you want to get done that day, and then you don't get sucked into just doing all your work stuff. Because that's what used to happen to me, is I would have all these grand plans for the day, but then I start doing work stuff and I just get sucked into it. And then all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock and I have to go get Milo. So now that I know there's certain things that I want to get done for myself, those are in my mind. And I know I like spend my time throughout the day getting things done so that I can carve out time to do the things that I want to get done for myself. For example, as soon as I'm done doing this, I am going on the Peloton. So that is my episode about balance, and I hope you got some kind of valuable tips, or maybe you were like, ah, me too, and you can relate to some of the things that I was going through. So I am still working on, you know, being efficient with my time throughout the day. I find it a lot harder to be efficient working from home, which I'm sure a lot of you are doing as well, because I feel like I constantly want to do house stuff, even though I should be spending time doing work stuff. And if I was in an office, I wouldn't even think about doing house stuff. But because it's in front of me, like right now I'm looking at like 10 Hot Wheels on the carpet. So it does take some work to avoid picking those up, but I am not going to. Next Thursday's episode, I am going to talk about what I learned in the book Essentialism, and also what I thought about the documentary that I watched on Netflix, which was about minimalism, because something else that I'm working on is trying to get rid of all the clutter in the house and get rid of things that we just do not use, but it's taking up space in the house, it's collecting dust, and we're just trying to, you know, donate what we can and get rid of what we can. And that has also been a journey. I just started that journey, but it's been cathartic to even just go through our closet and get rid of stuff that I will never wear, but for some reason I just hang on to it. So that is next Thursday. Definitely will be some value in that episode. Tuesday's episode is with Sarah Nicole Landry from The Birds Papaya. We had such an amazing conversation. In a few weeks, I will be on the Papaya podcast as well. So definitely check that out. And as usual, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you are listening. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at RenaeRina with the little underscore thingamabob. And the podcast Instagram account is beautiful, and it is at The Mom Room Podcast. And if you haven't checked out the merch, what are you even doing? Okay, so it is themomroomshop.com. I am going to come out with some Halloween shirts, and I'm not usually one to wear like holiday, not that Halloween's a holiday, but maybe it is, holiday kind of shirts, but I made some doozies and I'm excited to share those with you guys. And I will also have some new fall designs coming out soon, so stay tuned for that. And as usual, I really hope that your children sleep tonight.